isn't that nice how she played that song on the organ? Just kind of makes you want to get up and move and come up here, doesn't it? Well, Matt was about 10 years old, and his daddy was a pastor. And every Sabbath afternoon after lunch, Matt and his daddy would go out and pass out Bible tracts to tell people about Jesus. This particular Sabbath afternoon, it was after lunch, and Matt says to Dad, "Isn't it about time we go out and pass out Bible tracts?" And Dad says, "Well, Matt, you know, it's raining really bad out there. Don't you think maybe we ought to take an afternoon off?" Well, you know what Matt said to his daddy? He says, "Well, Dad, aren't there people out there that still need to know that Jesus loves them, even if it's raining?" So Dad thought for a minute, and he said, "Well, Matt, if you really think you need to go out and pass out Bible tracts," he said, "go get your boots and your raincoat and your rain hat, and I'll give you some tracts and tell you where you can go." So Matt got his boots and his raincoat and his rain hat, and his daddy gave him some tracks and said, "Now, Matt, I want you to go to this street and go down one side and come back the other and then come home, and we'll be waiting for you." Well, Matt had passed out all of his Bible tracks except for one. And he said, "Dear Jesus, I need to know who to give this last track to. Please help me find the right house to give it to." And Matt started on his way home, and there was this big house. And it was dark. It looked like nobody was home. But Matt just felt in his heart he needed to go to that house. So Matt went up to that door, and he rang the doorbell. Nobody answered. He says, "See, I knew nobody was home." And he turned to go, but his feet wouldn't move. So Matt says, "Okay." So he rang the bell again. Ring, 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 ring. Nobody came. So he went to leave, but his feet were stuck to the ground. They wouldn't move. So he goes pound, 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 pound on the door. Nobody comes. So he goes to leave, and his feet still won't move. So he takes one fist, and he pounds on the door, and the other one, and he rings the doorbell. And while he's doing that, the door opens just a little bit, and then it opens a little more. And behind the door was a sweet little lady. And she said, "Can I help you?" And Matt looked up at her with this big smile on his face. And he said, "Ma'am," he said, "I just came here today to tell you that Jesus loves you and to give you this Bible tract that tells you all about him. You have a good day, ma'am." And he turned to go. And his feet would move this time. And he went home. Now, the next Sabbath in church, when they had the time for praise and prayer requests, as some churches do, in the back of the church, this little lady stood up, and she said, "You don't know me, but I am here today because last Saturday afternoon, you see, my husband had died a year ago, and it had been at least 10 months since anybody had come to my house. And so I had decided that life just wasn't worth living anymore, and I had gotten a rope and a chair, and I had tied that rope to the rafter up in my attic, and I was standing on the chair just getting ready to put the other end of the rope around my neck when somebody rang my doorbell. I figured, well, I'll just wait a minute, they'll go away, nobody comes to visit me. My doorbell rang again. This time it rang several times. And I said, okay, they'll go away. And then somebody pounded on my door. So I crawled down off the chair, and I started down out of the attic and down the stairs, and they were ringing the doorbell and pounding on my door by the time I got there. I figured somebody really needed to see me. And this little angel was standing there at my door and told me that Jesus loves me and gave me this tract. I read the tract. I've taken the chair down, I've taken the rope down, I don't need it anymore because Jesus is in my life now. And I love Jesus, and I am here because this address was on the back of the tract. Now let me tell you How many times does this church go out on Sabbath afternoon and pass out glow tracts? Have you heard that? Well, this church does a real ministry passing out glow tracts. And the next time you hear them announce that, I want you to tell your mommies and daddies that it's important, because there's somebody out there that needs to know that Jesus loves them. And you may be the little angel that God uses to tell somebody. You think so? Okay, why don't you pick up the offering now and see if we can't sit quietly during church.